Now, heavy clashes are underway between Syrian troops and terrorists who have been attacking army positions west and southwest of the flashpoint city of Aleppo. Our correspondent Muhammad Ali has followed this report from the battlefield in the northern city.
This is how the western countryside of Aleppo currently looks like. Clouds of smoke billow from every corner as fighting rages on between the Syrian army and terrorists of the so-called Jaysh al-Fatah, who have launched a major attack. Syrian fighter jets and artillery here are significantly active. We are standing at the western edges of Aleppo city, where the Syrian army is repelling an attack launched by terrorists against its positions in the western countryside of Aleppo. The Syrian army has shifted from the state of defense to the state of attack. This building, being heavily pounded by the Air Force, is Al-Hikma, which the terrorists recently took control of. And this is the 1070 residential quarter, where clashes are happening street to street. So far, the terrorists are failing to breach army-held areas in the western part of Aleppo.
Terrorists infiltrated into some positions west of Aleppo. We are repelling them and before their attempt to infiltrate into army-held areas in the western part of the city. Here we monitor terrorist moves and strike them.
To the southwest of Aleppo, the Syrian army managed also to prevent terrorists' advance and regained control of Al-Amiriyah village and the hills of Snowbarat and Mahruqat. Terrorists were aiming to infiltrate into Aleppo from the west and cut the Syrian government's only road out of the city. No one knows how the battle will end here, but it's clear the Syrian army, which has gained the upper hand in the conflict, is well prepared for all scenarios. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Western Aleppo.